Hey y'all, welcome to another episode. This episode we're gonna be delving into some balance, right? Some trying to balance it out. This is Gemini season. So up first, we are going to have a bit of a reasoning on living single, the benefits. The article I originally went over spoke on the benefits for women, but I'm like, for real, let's not do that. So we're going to go over the benefits and downsides of both for men and women and see what they talk about. All right, I'm going to stop stuttering. Here you go.
Living alone for a year can be a transformative experience, affecting both men and women in unique ways. Research suggests that solitude fosters independence, resilience, and self-sufficiency, but it also presents challenges related to loneliness and responsibility. Effects on men. Benefits include increased self-reliance as men learn to manage their own finances, home maintenance, and daily responsibilities. They also develop improved problem-solving skills since they must make decisions without external input. Living alone offers greater personal freedom, allowing men to structure their lives without compromise. Solitude can also enhance mental clarity, leading to deeper introspection and self-awareness. Downsides for men include loneliness due to a lack of social interaction, which can lead to feelings of isolation. There is also a lack of emotional support since they do not have immediate companionship during difficult times. Increased stress can result from managing all aspects of life alone, which may become overwhelming. Additionally, the absence of accountability may lead to unhealthy habits, such as poor diet or irregular sleep patterns. Effects on women. Women benefit from strengthened independence, gaining confidence in handling responsibilities on their own. Living alone also improves self-discovery, allowing for personal growth and exploration. They often develop greater emotional resilience as they learn to cope with challenges independently. It also offers the freedom to set personal goals without external influence or compromise. Possible downsides for women include safety concerns, as living alone may pose additional security risks. Social stigma may arise, with some people facing judgment for choosing solitude over cohabitation. Managing expenses alone can be financially challenging compared to splitting costs with others. Emotional struggles such as loneliness or occasional self-doubt may also emerge, depending on one's personality. Comparison to cohabitation. Cohabitation offers several advantages, such as built-in companionship and emotional support. Sharing responsibilities reduces stress, and financial benefits arise from splitting costs. People who live together also experience increased social interaction and a sense of belonging. Downsides of cohabitation include the need for compromise, which can sometimes lead to conflicts. Less personal freedom in decision-making may be frustrating for individuals who prefer independence. Dependency on others for emotional and financial support can become problematic over time. Privacy concerns and a lack of solitude may also be challenging for those who need personal space. Conclusion on lifestyle preferences. For type A individuals, who are highly ambitious and goal-driven, living alone may be ideal as it allows for uninterrupted focus and independence. Type B individuals, who are more relaxed and social, may prefer cohabitation because it provides companionship and shared responsibilities. Type Sigma individuals, who are self-sufficient and introspective, would likely thrive in a solo living arrangement that aligns with their preference for autonomy and personal growth. Ultimately, the best lifestyle depends on personal preferences, goals, and emotional needs.
Well, to each their own. You know, hey, I always say cohabitation is better, but anyhow, Mr. Charlie, what are we talking about?
Mr. Charlie's is a fast food chain that positions itself as the anti-McDonald's, offering a fully vegan menu while maintaining the nostalgic red and yellow branding reminiscent of McDonald's. Founders and mission. Mr. Charlie's was co-founded by Taylor McKinnon and Aaron Haxton in 2022. McKinnon, a chef with over 25 years of experience, crafted the menu to be craveable yet plant-based. The brand's mission is to redefine fast food by making it ethical, sustainable, and community-driven. They also focus on hiring people who have been overlooked by traditional employment systems, offering second chances to those in need. Benefits compared to McDonald's. Unlike McDonald's, Mr. Charlie's serves 100% plant-based food, eliminating processed beef and dairy. Their menu includes items like the Mr. Frowny Meal, which consists of fries, a drink, and a plant-based burger or nuggets. They also offer vegan ice cream and breakfast sandwiches. Health benefits. Since Mr. Charlie's food is vegan, it avoids cholesterol and trans fats found in traditional fast food. Their Not a Hamburger contains 244 calories, 10 grams of fat, and 7.8 grams of protein, making it a lower-fat alternative to a McDonald's burger. However, some items still contain high sodium levels, so it's not necessarily a health food, but rather a plant-based alternative. Implications and societal choices. The rise of Mr. Charlie's reflects a shift in consumer preferences towards sustainability and ethical eating. Many people are choosing plant-based options due to concerns about health, climate change, and animal welfare. The brand's success suggests that fast food doesn't have to rely on meat to be popular, challenging long-standing industry norms. Price comparison. Mr. Charlie's meals are more expensive than McDonald's. A six-piece McNugget Happy Meal at McDonald's costs around $5.59, while a similar meal at Mr. Charlie's is between $15 and $18. The higher price is due to plant-based ingredients, which are often more costly to source and produce. Where to try Mr. Charlie's? Currently, Mr. Charlie's has locations in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Sydney, Australia. They are expanding into Arizona, with 18 new locations planned, starting in Scottsdale. Next five states for expansion. While specific states beyond Arizona haven't been officially announced, Mr. Charlie's national expansion strategy suggests that more locations will follow. Given trends in plant-based dining, states like New York, Texas, Florida, Oregon, and Colorado could be potential candidates for future openings. Alternative vegan options in the DMV, Atlanta, and Philadelphia. DMV, Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. New Vegan Cafe, a staple for vegan soul food, offering dishes like chicken dramais and creamy vegan mac and cheese. Vegan Junk Food, DMV. Indulgent vegan comfort food, including Philly cheesesteak egg rolls and massive burgers. Bubby's Plant Burgers, a fast food-style vegan burger joint with creative options like PB&J Fried Chicken Sammies. Planta, an upscale vegan restaurant with sushi, wood-fired pizza, and cashew mozzarella. Atlanta, Georgia, Cafe Sunflower, one of Atlanta's best vegan restaurants serving burgers, pasta, and desserts. Flower Child, a health-conscious spot with fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Planted Soul, a vegan soul food kitchen offering dishes like Cajun shrimp pasta and jerk chicken. La Semilla, a Latin-inspired vegan restaurant with Cuban and Tex-Mex dishes. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Hip City Veg, a fast food-style vegan chain with burgers, wraps, and shakes. Fits on Fourth, a cozy vegan cafe with a variety of plant-based comfort foods. Bar Bombin, a Latin-inspired vegan restaurant with empanadas, tacos, and chorizo burgers. LUHV Vegan Deli, a fully vegan deli offering hoagies, sandwiches, and soups.
Okay, so I know that's... I'm wondering, is it really for fashion or, like, what is used? Why it's got to be so expensive? I don't know. Got a lot of questions with that. Everyone's diet is different anyway. Okay, I said quiet corner. I'm going to get off my soapbox. Next, we have a reasoning on... Well, okay. I'm going to be on for a second. What we putting in... Something else we're putting in our goodies, right? Something else we're consuming. These drinks.
What are you drinking? Taurine is a naturally occurring amino acid found in the body and in foods like fish and meat. It is commonly added to energy drinks to enhance energy metabolism and athletic performance. However, A recent study suggests that taurine may also fuel the growth of leukemia cells by allowing them to absorb it from the surrounding bone marrow, accelerating their proliferation. Researchers found that blocking taurine uptake in mouse models significantly slowed leukemia progression, indicating that taurine supplementation, such as through energy drinks, could pose risks for individuals with leukemia. Why taurine can be dangerous? While taurine has some benefits, such as supporting the immune system and aiding muscle function, its role in leukemia growth raises concerns. Leukemia cells hijack taurine from their environment, using it to fuel glycolysis, a process that breaks down glucose for energy, helping cancer cells thrive. This discovery suggests that excessive taurine intake, particularly from energy drinks, may contribute to the progression of certain blood cancers. Other harmful substances in energy drinks. Energy drinks often contain additional stimulants that can have negative health effects. Caffeine is found in high doses and can cause heart palpitations, increased blood pressure, and anxiety. Excessive consumption has been linked to heart disease and impaired cognition. Many energy drinks contain large amounts of sugar, which can lead to obesity, insulin resistance, and an increased risk of diabetes. Guarana is a plant extract with naturally high caffeine content that can amplify the effects of caffeine, leading to overstimulation and potential cardiovascular issues. Some energy drinks use artificial sweeteners like aspartame, which have been debated for their potential health risks, including metabolic disturbances, cardiovascular harm, heart attacks, and strokes. Energy drinks have been linked to cardiovascular issues, including heart attacks and strokes. The combination of high caffeine levels, sugar, and stimulants can lead to increased blood pressure. Excessive caffeine intake can cause a spike in blood pressure, increasing the risk of hypertension. Some individuals experience irregular heart rhythms due to the overstimulation of the heart. Energy drinks may contribute to platelet aggregation, increasing the risk of stroke. Studies have shown that excessive consumption of energy drinks can lead to acute coronary events, especially in individuals with pre-existing heart conditions. Energy drinks containing taurine. Several popular energy drinks contain taurine, including Red Bull, Monster Energy, Rockstar Energy, NOS Energy, and Bang Energy. These drinks have been scientifically tested and found to contain taurine, along with other stimulants that may pose health risks. While energy drinks provide a temporary boost in alertness, their long-term effects, especially concerning taurine's potential link to leukemia, warrant further investigation. Healthier alternatives to energy drinks. If you're looking for a natural energy boost without the harmful effects of energy drinks, here are some healthier alternatives. Green tea contains natural caffeine and antioxidants that provide a steady energy boost without the jitters while supporting brain function and heart health. Yerba mate is a herbal tea with natural stimulants that enhance mental focus and energy while providing antioxidants. Kombucha is a fermented tea rich in probiotics and B vitamins, offering a gentle energy lift while supporting gut health. Sparkling water with citrus is hydrating and refreshing, with a natural energy boost from vitamin C. Coconut water is a natural source of electrolytes that helps maintain hydration and energy levels. Smoothies with protein and healthy fats blend fruits, nuts, and protein sources like Greek yogurt or plant-based protein powder to provide sustained energy. Black coffee is a simple and effective alternative with natural caffeine and antioxidants, supporting cognitive function and metabolism. These alternatives provide energy without the crashes, excessive sugar, or artificial stimulants found in traditional energy drinks.
All right, so we've had a discussion on what we eat, what we drink, how we live, more or less, kind of, sort of. So, sleep. Because without sleep, we wouldn't even be here. So, anyone else up early morning hours? Is it just me? Can't just be me. So let's talk about sleep.
Waking up at the same time every morning without an alarm is often a sign that your body and mind are functioning in a well-regulated manner. This phenomenon is influenced by biological, psychological, and even spiritual factors. Biological reasons. Circadian rhythm plays a key role as the body operates on a natural 24-hour cycle that regulates sleep and wakefulness. When this rhythm is consistent, your body anticipates waking up at the same time. Hormonal regulation also contributes, with the release of cortisol peaking in the morning to help with alertness. Sleep cycle completion is another factor. When the body moves through deep sleep and REM sleep efficiently, it can wake up naturally without grogginess. Neurological conditioning reinforces this pattern as the brain learns and solidifies habits over time. Psychological traits. According to psychology, individuals who wake up at the same time daily without an alarm often exhibit consistency, meaning a strong preference for routine and structure. They tend to be proactive, taking initiative and planning ahead. Self-discipline is another common trait, allowing them to regulate habits and behaviors effectively. Many of these individuals demonstrate patience, taking a calm and steady approach to life's challenges. Optimism fuels their motivation, while high cognitive function supports problem-solving and decision-making. Emotional stability allows them to maintain balance in various situations, and social awareness helps them stay in sync with societal schedules. Spiritual explanations. Some believe that waking up naturally each day may indicate inner alignment, where the mind, body, and spirit function in harmony. Others see it as a sign of intuitive awareness, meaning heightened perception or spiritual awakening. Energy flow plays a role in various traditions, where specific wake-up times correspond to energetic shifts within the body. Some interpret this as universal timing, believing it reflects a connection to cosmic rhythms or divine guidance. Finally, mindfulness and presence contribute to the experience, as waking up naturally may reflect a deep connection to the present moment. Ways to improve sleep consistency. Maintaining a consistent sleep schedule starts with healthy habits that promote deep, uninterrupted sleep. Establishing a bedtime routine helps train the body to anticipate rest, reducing the likelihood of waking up unexpectedly. Limiting exposure to screens before sleep helps regulate melatonin production, making it easier to fall and stay asleep. Creating a comfortable sleep environment with a cool, dark, and quiet space improves relaxation, reducing disruptions. Managing stress through mindfulness, meditation, or relaxation techniques helps prevent nighttime awakenings. Avoiding caffeine and heavy meals close to bedtime prevents digestive discomfort or overstimulation. Engaging in regular physical activity promotes better sleep quality by reducing restlessness and improving sleep depth. Conclusion: waking up at the same time every day without an alarm is a sign of balance across biological, psychological, and spiritual dimensions. Those who experience this habit often demonstrate discipline, optimism, and emotional stability. While cohabitation and external factors can influence sleep patterns, maintaining a natural wake-up time suggests a well-regulated system. Implementing sleep-enhancing habits can help those struggling with restlessness achieve better sleep consistency and a more rejuvenating experience.
Definitely something to consider. So while you ponder over that, continue to enjoy Gemini season. The best season. And until next time, when we meet at the crossroads. Peace.